If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is a Thursday afternoon in the big city. How we doing, Evan and Tiki, for the next 4.5 hours? There is a ton to get to. Why Devin Williams should not be the Yankee closer. We will have a careful examination on the phenomenon known as people that love both the Mets and the Yankees. All coming up, plus Bad Tiki at 4:30. But 2 weeks from tonight is the NFL draft. And if you listen really carefully, you can hear a whisper. And that whisper is the New York Jets. Because the New York Jets have operated like a church mouse. There have been very few rumors. There have been very few innuendos. There's really been nothing. And the reality is, in 2 weeks, Darren Mugi and Aaron Glenn are going to make a big damn decision. Because while it's different than the Giants, and their scenarios are different than the Giants, we as Jet fans are freaking thirsty. We have won nothing. And I hope to the football gods that when the Jets make that decision in 2 weeks at number 7, it's going to be the last time they're picking in the top 10 for a damn long time. And I did a lot of studying over the last few days and the last few weeks, and I have come to a conclusion. There are only two options for the New York Jets at number 7. Two. Would you like to hear them?
I would love to hear them, Evan.
Thank you, sir. Number one, the idea of a Shedeur Sanders to 7, which I don't think is going to happen. But if it does, eyes wide open, it would be very difficult not to gobble him up. Mm-hmm. It would be very difficult to not take advantage of that unforeseen free fall and say, hey, I took out a lottery ticket on Justin Fields. Now I'm going to take a lottery ticket out on Shedeur Sanders. We'll have an open competition in camp. We'll see what happens. But if that doesn't happen, if it's not Shedeur Sanders, or if I don't fall in love with Jackson Dart, for similar reasons, the quarterback is the most important position on the field. There is only one other option. I am in love. I am in full-fledged love. And you can't convince me otherwise that the New York Jets must select at number 7 a guy who can really contribute to the culture change, to the change on the field, to everything. And that is the sexy-ass tight end out of Penn State known as Tyler Warren. It is he. Why, you ask, Tiki?
Why?
First of all, not only does he look like the next great tight end in the NFL, a guy who can catch, mm-hmm. a guy who can block, this is a guy who was a freaking quarterback in high school. And last year at Penn State, they would deploy him occasionally on trick plays. This is a guy who lined up as a running back many times last year at Penn State. This is the game-changing offensive weapon that the Jets basically have never had. Now, also, I've grown up in an era in which I'm too young for Mickey Schuler. The Jets haven't had good tight ends.
I'm trying to think of the last really great one.
Dustin Keller. And he wasn't great. He was good.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting about tight ends. Because honestly, Tyler Warren feels like more of the option. Because when you think about the quarterbacks for the New York Jets right now, it's Justin Fields, which you always mention, is a lottery ticket. You have no idea what he can be because he just hasn't realized it yet. Whether it was his years in Chicago or even last year in Pittsburgh, like you don't know who he is. So he could be really good. He could be really bad. We don't know yet. Tyrod Taylor, consummate professional, locker room guy. He's your backup. But then Jordan Travis is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jordan Travis hadn't destroyed his leg his last year at Florida State, he would have been a first-round draft pick. And so there is another lottery ticket. You have lottery tickets in your quarterback room.
Yep.
And to add a Shedeur Sanders, it I don't want to say it complicates things. It probably makes it clearer what the process going forward is going to be, meaning Jordan Travis is not going to get a chance. Justin Fields will maybe be relegated to a backup. It's going to be Shedeur's show. But you're almost covered at quarterback right now. Now, you don't have your future, but you may have your future. You
absolutely
just don't know yet. Tyler Warren is the type of player who comes into your franchise not dissimilar to Brock Bowers last year with the Las Vegas Raiders and just dominates in a way where you have to focus on him getting the ball every, three or four times of possession, right? He becomes a difference maker because he's big, he's athletic, and it is impossible to guard these guys.
Yeah.
Because you throw your corner, he's outsized. You throw a linebacker, he's out paced. So it's almost, it's an X factor. And if you have one of those, you see what it does.
When have the Jets ever had one of those?
You haven't.
Never.
But you see what the 49ers do, right? You see what, the Kansas City Chiefs, even though Travis Kelce's getting older these days, you see it everywhere in the NFL.
Yep.
And it's an offensive, it's like stealing yards.
Yes.
When you have a guy like that who's that good. So to me, I think the target is Tyler Warren.
Thank you.
The quarterback is compelling because everybody wants a quarterback, but you kind of got it covered a little bit.
The quarterback thing is much more complicated because, in my opinion, and I think everyone has this opinion, it is so freaking important to find your guy.
Yeah.
And right now, the Jets have a few lottery tickets. I think you explained that very well, that Jordan Travis still exists. They also could draft a quarterback in the third or fourth round, take out another lottery ticket.
Right.
And Justin Fields is a lottery ticket. So I agree that they've already placed themselves
and
with a few.
You have a good vet.
Absolutely.
You're solid with your vet.
I guess, to me, I like Shedeur Sanders. I think he has a chance to be really good on this level.
I don't think he's falling there.
I don't think he's falling there either. I'm putting it out there that if he does, it would be very difficult for me to pass on him. But in all my years being here as a Jet fan, when we get to the NFL draft, I always say the same thing, which is, I don't know, like, I have a preference, but I'm probably not going to freak out the day after the NFL draft. Just get me a good player. This is one of the first times in my life as a fan in which it's going to take a lot to convince me I'm wrong on this. It's going to take a lot for me to not be pissed off in 2 weeks on Friday if they don't end up with Tyler Warren, because everything about him is what they need. Everything about him is what this franchise has not had. And for some Jet fans, you'll look at a tight end and you will get turned off because of our history. You'll get turned off because, well, look what we've done drafting tight ends over the years. Or you'll get turned off because, well, maybe you're not impressed by Kyle Pitts a couple of years ago.
Right.
I look at it the opposite way and say,
and by the way, Kyle Pitts is not bad. He just hasn't been elite.
Well, and you know what? When you're drafting someone that high, you have to be elite.
Yes.
Like, I'll be the first to tell you, like, if they do draft Tyler Warren at 7, my expectations are through the roof. But that's kind of why I'm excited, because they haven't had something like this.
Right.
And what really pumps me up as a Jet fan on selecting him is that I think he makes you better in like 5 different ways. He makes you better because, A, you've got this Pro Bowl caliber tight end who could catch 80 balls and get in the end zone 9 times, but he also makes you better in your run game because they are going to run the football a lot with a mobile quarterback, with Breece Hall, who's still here, with Braylon Allen. Like, they're going to run the football, and he is known as an excellent blocking tight end.
Right, he does it all.
So he's going to help you in that regard. And then the other stuff I mentioned, which I am not ignoring, because to me, who's that clown from New Orleans? The name is slipping my brain. The guy they used in every possible role. Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's Taysom Hill on steroids, right? Taysom Hill was the kind of guy we watched years ago with Sean Payton and said, boy, wouldn't we like to have a Taysom Hill?
Well, of course. Everybody needs a Taysom Hill.
This is Taysom Hill.
But he's not going to play quarterback.
On Why not? He played quarterback in high school, bro.
I mean, it was years ago.
He threw six passes last year at Penn State. It's not like they were afraid to line him up and have him make plays.
Or any of them expertly thrown and positioned. Does he have the skill to be a quarterback?
Listen, I've watched.
I hear what you're saying.
I've watched a lot of tape on Tyler Warren. I'm going to answer that question. He was 3 for 6. He threw one touchdown pass, and I'll give you another one. Could play a mean center field, too. So if the Mets continue to get a lack of production in center field, Tyler Warren may replace Tyrone Taylor and Jose Siri. He can do it all. He's dynamic. And I look at this Jet offense, and here's what I see. I see an offensive line that should be better, be decent.
You might need a right tackle. But
yeah.
And by the way, that's the other option out there that some people will talk about. And you see a lot of mocks with Will Campbell. Or the kid from Texas. What's his name? Kelvin Banks. So there's a lot of mocks that are putting tackle because the Jets are quiet, right? And so usually when you go in and you're not to the draft and you're not hearing anything, it's like you're preparing for foundational build.
Mm-hmm.
You're not preparing for let's get this splashy quarterback or big wide receiver or some other impact skill position player. It's we're going to do the nuts and bolts of building this team.
And by the way, foundational stuff. I remember a year ago, the argument around the Jet draft actually did involve a tight end. It involved Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
And I was really passionate about drafting a lineman. And I got what I wanted, Olu Fashanu. And I think most people who argued with me last year would probably say, yeah, you were right and the Jets were right.
Right. He's slotted in. He's going to be the starting left tackle.
It turned out to be the right move. It wasn't sexy a year ago, but I thought they needed it badly. Now, I'll never complain about drafting an offensive lineman. So if they walked away with Will Campbell in 2 weeks, I think my attitude on Friday is going to be like a disappointment because I really am in love with Warren.
Right.
But I also understand, like, offensive linemen are damn important.
I mean, they're the most important thing.
I get
and
it.
We don't talk about it enough because it seems like, oh, we'll just find a guy. It's hard to find a guy to be a good and a consistent and years-long starting offensive line.
How about finding a guy like Warren, though? How often do you find a guy like that?
It's interesting because your mindset is my mindset for the Giants. Your mindset is go draft a player who you almost can guarantee is going to be at least good, and there's a good chance that he's going to be great.
Yes.
And that's why Travis Hunter, to me, is number one on the list. Could the Giants do with an offensive lineman as well? Of course.
Everybody can.
But you're picking number three.
Right.
You almost have to draft a Hall of Famer, right? At least someone who's going to be in that conversation at some point in their career. And I think Travis Hunter is that guy. I think Tyler Warren can be that guy. But there's not a ton of them in this draft. Abdul Carter, maybe.
Right.
If he's healthy and he learns how to be more of a diverse pass rusher. He's a speed guy at this point. But I think that, like, I want the skill position guy that I'm going to see every day and say, yep, we drafted the dude that is the dude.
And imagine, and this is what excites me about Tyler Warren, which is why I shouldn't do this because it's unhealthy. I'm working myself up into a lather where if I don't get this guy, I am going to be very upset.
Same old Jets.
Like, if they draft Will Campbell, that would probably calm me more because I would probably talk myself into nuts and bolts, offensive line.
You'll understand why it's important. You'll say it's important.
I'll understand why. If it's a quarterback that falls, same thing. Understand why. Most important position. Throw another lottery ticket out there. But if it's not any of that, I want Tyler Warren because I can see this Jet offense being set up, even if we're not sure who the quarterback is, which is a big question, with Breece Hall, who I still believe in, with Braylon Allen, who I thought was impressive at times last year in his rookie season, with an elite wide receiver like Garrett Wilson. I don't even forget Isaiah Davis. I thought he was impressive as a third running back. And that's really it. Like, there's a major drop-off at wide receiver after Garrett Wilson.
Right.
They just restructured Alan Lazard's contract. Whatever. Malachi Corley, I guess. I still have the bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, Josh Reynolds came in free agency.
Which is a fine pickup, but if you can add what we all think, or at least what I think and most people think Warren can be, all of a sudden, Wilson, Warren, Hall, Allen, that's a freaking loaded offense.
It is, because Jeremy Ruckert, as tough as he is, local kid, he's not that guy.
He can be a serviceable NFL player.
I know, but he's not that elite tight end who is akin to a wide receiver.
Right.
Like Brock Bowers was with the Raiders.
Well, look around the NFL and look at some of the better teams in the NFL. Don't they have guys like this?
Yeah, they have another guy you forgot.
Malachi Corley.
I knew that was coming. I was just waiting for the moment. But all these other NFL teams, the good ones, the ones that I hope the Jets can be someday, grow up and become, they've got these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want this guy. So to my fellow Jet fan, don't be afraid of our tight end history. Actually, look at our tight end history as a reason why you want this, because we've never had it. And that's why, if it's not a quarterback dropping, I will be very upset if we are not staring at Tyler Warren as the first pick in the NFL draft at number 7, give me him. I was watching tape last night like a geek. I can't get enough of this. And let me throw a little factoid. This is a bonus thing. This is not like an end-all, be-all. Just a bonus thing. So I mentioned he played quarterback in high school, right?
Okay.
I mentioned they asked him last year a few times to draw up a couple of trick plays, throw the football. Lefty.
Oh, God.
It all comes together.
Now I get it.
Bring him in.
Now I know why you're all excited
that
over here.
Long, beautiful blonde hair, the geeky glasses to make himself look smart. I want everything about this guy. And usually coming into the NFL draft, that's not me. It's like, well, I'm very, very calm going into the draft. Like, I haven't watched the guys. I don't know. I know what my team needs position-wise. And maybe I just watched the right tape last night and the night before. But I'm in love.
I can tell.
I'm in love. And you agree with me.
I mean, of course I do. I mean, I just think about the teams that were good last year. Look at the Detroit Lions with Sam Laporta.
See what
now,
I'm saying?
They have talented running backs, as are the Jets. They have better wide receivers, obviously, than the Jets. But Laporta was one of the best receiving tight ends in football. Just teams that need to be, I don't know, explosive, have layers of explosiveness. So you have a good running back, you have a good tight end, you have good wide receivers, and obviously you need an offensive line to protect, but these guys don't come available very often. Like it's they're one every couple of years.
And that's why, and I'm glad you said that, that's why for any Jet fan who says, well, if you love him, just trade back, I'm not messing around. I don't believe in that garbage. If you've identified a player that you want the player, don't get cute. Don't get cute and say, well, you know, most mocks have him at 11 or 12. I can. No, I don't want to be cute. I ain't cute. And by the way, he's not cute either. He's a man. And I want that man on my football team. We'll get to your calls next. 888-808-1019. Plus, what about the possibility of the Jets drafting a quarterback? Is it realistic? And what is Justin Fields' opinion on potentially competing with a young quarterback?
Real Tiki missed Bad Tiki last Thursday. He was off the chains, if you will. If you've missed any of it, you can always download the Evan and Tiki podcast. So as the Jets get set to pick at 7, quarterback is a thing because even though Justin Fields is here, we don't know if he's a long-term answer. We just don't. So the Jets are in this spot now, and I think this is why signing Justin Fields felt so good, where they could draft a quarterback at 7. I don't think that's asinine. They also don't have to. They don't need to feel the pressure because they do have a young man who's been given another opportunity in Justin Fields who very well may be the answer. And you mentioned earlier, even Jordan Travis you have to keep an eye on because a year full of rehab, maybe he can be a lottery ticket that cashes out. But they can still draft a quarterback.
Right.
Now, we've seen teams add veteran quarterbacks older than Justin Fields and say, screw it, we're going to draft one. We saw Atlanta do that last year. Here is Ian Rappaport, who I trust very much, on the latest concerning the Jets possibly taking a quarterback early in this draft.
Are the Jets going to somehow take a quarterback at 7 in round 1? In my sense is they probably will not. Now, it's the draft. Everyone lies. Who knows? But hard to imagine for me, Justin Fields signing with the Jets if there was any thought that potentially they would take a quarterback.
Here's where
what does that have to do with Justin Fields? That's my only thing.
That's exactly what I thought.
Why do you got to tell Justin Fields, hey, Justin, this is our plan. We're not taking a quarterback. It's all you, buddy. Nobody does that.
There's no way they did that, right?
There's no chance in hell they did that.
They said,
Justin, you're gonna be our starting quarterback unless circumstances change.
Right.
That's how you have to play it, especially because you don't owe anything to Justin Fields at this point, right? He's basically a journeyman, a young journeyman quarterback who has never fully established himself as an elite player at the position. So you don't owe him the starting job. That would be, you know, that drop you always play, same old Jets. That's what they did with Zach Wilson. Hey, Zach, you're not competing for this job. It's yours. Go take it.
Right.
Good luck.
Right.
Right. That doesn't work. Right. There has to be, especially for a kid that you didn't draft, who is still trying to establish himself, you got to earn it. And if you don't force him to earn it, you're putting yourself in a really rough situation going forward.
Yeah, I don't think Justin Fields' salary nor his resume would have earned the Jets to promise him anything.
No.
Like, I think that, and this is where I hope they are, and I assume they are, in the position I described earlier, which is if someone is there at 7 that they love, go draft the quarterback. If they don't love anybody, they don't have to feel the pressure to draft a quarterback. That's why I think they're in a better spot than some other teams where they don't have to feel the urgency to draft a quarterback because it's okay to treat 2025 as, hey, let's evaluate Justin Fields, let's evaluate the growth of Jordan Travis, and if the answers are bad, 2026, yeah, we may feel more pressure to draft a quarterback.
Now you sound like me talking about your Mets a year ago.
That's right.
Let's just evaluate it.
I was thinking that as I said it.
Get to the AFC championship game.
You know what's funny about that? As much as I agree with that, like it's an evaluation year at the quarterback position, and maybe this is irrational on my part, the Jets better make the playoffs. Like I have a playoff expectation for this team, and if they don't make it, I'll be very disappointed.
The one good thing about the NFL, unlike a lot of others of the other professional sports, is that you can turn it in a year.
Mm.
You can hit on a quarterback, or he can evolve, or you know, turn into the player that you hope them to be, and all of a sudden you're a playoff team.
Yeah,
even if you really sucked the year before.
Right.
And Washington is an example of this. Like Detroit, to an extent, is an example of this.
Houston, a couple years ago.
Houston is the greatest example because they were terrible. A rookie head coach, a rookie offensive coordinator. You felt like they had no chance. And next thing you know, they're winning playoff games. And so in the NFL, it can absolutely happen if you get the right pieces in place.
And that's my expectation. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to fire Aaron Glenn or anything crazy like that. I'm just merely saying, as a Jet fan, if they went 7-10 next year, I'd be disappointed. They better be a playoff team. Now, what did Justin Fields say about the possibility of them drafting a quarterback? We'll let you hear that in a few minutes. But let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Lee is in Deer Park. How are you, Lee?
Evan, I'm doing good. Listen, you're all over the place right now. Take a gummy, relax, because you said a couple of things that contradicted each other. But I'm going to tell you, the Jets have already told you who they're picking, and I'm going to explain it to you.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing. First off, Shedeur Sanders, if he fell to 7, you said you think he could be a good player, but then you said you have to take an absolute elite player at number 7. You don't take a lottery ticket at number 7.
No. There's a difference.
I think you might have misspoke.
No, I didn't. There's a difference, though, and I'll tell you why. And I said this about the Giants as well. The quarterback position is so freaking important that...
That's why you can't miss on it.
No, but if the guy's a good player, you didn't miss on it.
I agree with that, Lee. You can't miss at quarterback, especially in the top 10.
But him being...
Joe Douglas is out of a job because he missed on quarterback. But let me tell you...
No, hold on. I'll let you finish, but you're misinterpreting what I'm saying then. Zach Wilson's not a good player. If Shedeur Sanders becomes a good quarterback in this league, that's not missing at 7. Missing at 7 with a quarterback.
But you called him a lottery ticket. You called him a lottery ticket.
Well, I think every quarterback you draft is a lottery ticket. But if you hit on it changes a franchise.
Okay. Let me get to my other point, which is they've already told us who they're going to draft. And you're going to be disappointed. And here's why. They signed Okorafor and John Myers. That's their free agents. They signed Josh Reynolds, who's a blocking wide receiver. They restructured Lazard to keep him because he's a blocking wide receiver. When asked about Breece Hall, they said they have three running backs they want to get the ball to. And then they signed Justin Fields, who is an RPO quarterback.
Right.
They are going to be a run first, run second, and run third offense. And that means that offensive lineman at 7, whoever it is, whether it's Calvin Banks or Campbell or the kid from Missouri who I can't pronounce his name, all of them are great. They're all going to be great, and one of them will be wearing green and white next
but
year.
Why
They've
can't,
already told us.
No, but wait. Everything you said, I agree with. They are going to be a run-first team. They should be a run-first team. They have an RPO quarterback. They've got three good running backs in Hall, Allen, and Davis. All fair. I think Warren fits that, too. He's an excellent blocking tight end. They don't have any other big receiving threats after Garrett Wilson.
Right.
He also can do a lot of creative things in the run game. They lined him up as a running back at times last year. I think he actually fits that description pretty well. I don't think that means they're definitely taking an offensive lineman.
Now, I mean, I don't think so either, but you can't be upset if they do. That kid's name is Armon Membo, by the way, from Missouri. Membo. So, I mean, there's a bunch of the beauty of it in the first round is that there's a lot of talent in the offensive line. So some of these guys might slide back, right? Some of them might fall into the second round. And it's not like drafting a quarterback where there is not a good track record after the first round with quarterbacks. Just not. We talked about it yesterday. But other positions, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, skill position players,
running backs,
there's a huge swath of success in the second, third, and fourth rounds. So I'm agreeing with you, Evan.
Right.
Getting the elite tight end, because there's only one in this draft. There's good tight ends, but there's only one elite tight end, is almost more important because you can get those other pieces later.
And even if you're building this up where you want to be run, like he said this year, you're not using your top 10 pick based on what you're going to be in 2025. Sure, it's part of it. You're using it because you want the guy to be a blue-chip franchise player for you for the next decade.
Well, that's the beauty of
me. When you're picking in the top 10, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, you're not picking a guy in the top.
You have to do that.
Yeah, you're not picking a guy in the top 10 because you plan on running the ball next year.
And the great part about Tyler Warren is I think you can do both.
Yeah.
I think you, A, get your blue-chip prospect that you are thinking the next 10 years about, and B, I think he would fit in that kind of system. So I disagree with Lee. And look, the quarterback thing is a lot more complicated. Because what I described with the Giants, I think, is the same with the Jets. If you can get a good quarterback, maybe not a Hall of Famer, but a good quarterback who's going to start for the next decade, that is worth it at 3 or 7. Well, if you're drafting someone who's not a quarterback at 3 or 7, then that guy better be Hall of Fame quality. I don't think the quarterback necessarily has to be Hall of Fame quality. I think the bar is a little bit different if you can get it right at quarterback. And comparing Zach Wilson, who was an all-time Jet bust, to a good quarterback at 7, who at least starts for you for the next decade, that's not even on the same planet.
And there's two ways you can miss at quarterback. It's taking the wrong guy in the top 10 and he absolutely busts.
Right.
But then there's also having the opportunity to take somebody like Shedeur Sanders, passing on him.
Right.
You don't solidify your answer and he becomes somebody else's franchise quarterback. You missed on quarterback and that cost you as well.
Absolutely. I remember when, and I know this didn't age all that well because Deshaun Watson's career has gone upside down, but for a few years he looked pretty good. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm getting this accurate. The Jets drafted Jamal Adams, who for a few years was awesome, but they didn't draft Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And as good as Jamal Adams looked, the problem was the quarterback is just so much more important.
Right.
Like, as great as that player looks, he better be Hall of Fame quality. And so that's what I'm saying when it comes to getting it right at 7, whether it's a quarterback versus a tight end or whoever else you take.
Yeah, I agree with you. And by the way, there are 14 on the big board. There are 14 offensive linemen in the top 100.
How about that?
14. So think about that. You could get the last ranked, in the 100th ranked player in the draft, the kid Emory Jones from LSU, who's a good tackle. You could get him at the end of the third round.
Mm.
That, so think about how deep of an offensive line draft this is. So respectfully, I disagree with that last caller. The lineman's not going to go be the first pick or the first option for the Jets, I don't think.
Corey's in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. So up until a week ago, I was 100% with you guys. It was Tyler Warren or bust for me. But the more I've dived into it, I really like this kid Membu out of Missouri.
Yeah.
And with all the inconsistencies we've had all line, the idea of having your left tackle and right tackle solidified for the next decade, I don't think we can just, you know, scoff at that. Thanks, guys.
It's not scoffing at it because I get the kind of boring nature but important nature of having a solid offensive line. It's just why last year I wanted out Lou Fashanu.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was really, really important to add, you know, youth especially to the line. Because remember, they were relying on a 36-year-old coming off a major injury.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that Membu, assuming he turns out to not be an Evan Neal and turns out to be a solid right tackle for the next 10 years, it's not that it's a bad move. It's to what Tiki's point is. You have a chance to get like a real game-changing tight end
mm-hmm.
while also addressing your offensive line later in the draft.
Yeah, how many times does that occur, right, this high in the draft? And so when you're like the Giants, when you're drafting in the top 10, you got to hit, man. You got to. And I guess the safe play, to his point, is the offensive lineman, the top-rated offensive lineman that's available or whichever one is still on the board if someone else takes one before you. It's safe, but it's not the splash difference maker changing our franchise skill position player, which is what I want for the Giants, and I think you're saying you want for the Jets.
I want another one for the Jets because I think they have one in Garrett Wilson, who unfortunately has been dealt a horrible hand throughout his Jet career because he's had a million different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There hasn't exactly been a lot of talent around him, and now to have another threat around him I think would do him wonders. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, I love the Warren guy too, but, you know, it's, if the Jets pick him, he's Kyle Brady. If the Pats pick him, he's Gronkowski. I don't know. I think that. I think it's kind of a, you know, it's a risky pick other than, you know, what he brings.
But you know what? But you know what? Here's why I understand where you're coming from, but I'm sick of this. All right? I grew up with this. I understand Johnny Mitchell. I understand Kyle Brady. I understand all of it. But instead of looking at our history, a first-round picked tight ends mm-hmm. who turn out to do next to nothing. Instead of viewing it that way, I view it as, we need one. We haven't had one. Why not us?
Right. And it's a substitute for a wide receiver explosive player, right? This is it's mm-hmm. exactly what the Raiders did last year. They focused their offense around Brock Bowers, their tight end. And, yes, I know he's in line. He's not out wide. He doesn't feel like he's going to give you those 60-yard touchdown plays. But
he's constantly a mismatch.
Right.
And it makes your offense easier to execute because those throws are just easier to throw.
Absolutely.
It's physics. You're closer to the quarterback.
Right.
Right? So the throws are easier, and it's usually a mismatch. So you can't discount the tight end. You can overdraft them sometimes, but I think with Tyler Warren, that's not the case.
And think about this with Tyler Warren. This is right up your alley because usually I'm the irrational one who brings up meaningless history. Tyler Warren wasn't even born when Kyle Brady was drafted in the first round. He wasn't even a twinkle in his mom and dad. I don't know if his mom and dad even knew each other when Johnny Mitchell was drafted. So it doesn't matter. Like, I get it.
Yeah, history is not going to repeat itself.
But you know what? I'm looking at history differently. Maybe it's because I'm in my 40s now. Maybe I've evolved as a human. Instead of looking at history and saying it's going to repeat, I'm starting to look at history and say, why not it change with us? Then again, a few days ago, I was reminding the world that I will never pick the Mets, Nets, or Jets to win a championship because I just can't see it happening. So I guess in some areas, I've been able to break through. In other areas, I still don't buy it, you know? But in the case of actually having, like, an elite-level tight end who can do it all, something this franchise has basically never had, I want it. And instead of being scared of it, I want it. And look, our last caller's right. If the New York Jets draft Tyler Warren in the first round, there are going to be people and there are going to be pundits that are going to mock the New York Jets. And they will bring up the history and they will bring up the failures and that'll be a thing because LOL Jets. But the reality is Tyler Warren gets to write his own script. Aaron Glenn gets to write his own script.
Right.
So let him mock. Let him jeer. Remember, the Jets are doing this entire offseason very quietly. So draft someone, let it be quiet, and then go change the narrative in September. Because that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Now, what does Justin Fields think about this current situation? When we come back, we'll take a listen to what he has to say about the possibilities of the Jets drafting a quarterback. Plus, more of your thoughts. And we are 2 weeks away from the Jets and Giants making the most important decisions of their lives. I say that because every election we say that. This is the most important election. So I want to do that with the draft now. Well, it's the most important draft of our lives.
Maybe it is for the Giants. The Jets probably can get a pass till another year. We'll see.
Maybe.
And now two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.